Hello, my name is Vitalis Trigunkov. I'm a visual artist based in Vilnius, Lithuania.
You are a painter in training.
Yes.
Perhaps the first question is, how did you make this transition?
I was always a conceptual and contextual painter at the beginning and then artist. I found work in a one single medium, like painting, a little bit too narrowing, and I realized that things are not done when you finish making a painting, a drawing, or a video, whatever you're doing. I still sometimes use some images, but I use them as let's call blueprint for conceptual body of work.
Your last work, a year, a few months, and some more. Are you planning on materializing it somehow?
Yes, initially it was shaped and planned as an installation. A few years ago, I was invited to join AV Festival in Newcastle, 2018 AV Festival, titled Meanwhile, What About Socialism? A kind of a politically driven biennial event in Newcastle. And the curator commissioned work, but because of Brexit, fundings were cancelled.
Ironic.
And, yeah, and the work was cancelled, and I was keeping the same idea of the same project for a few years until I was invited to Dubai by Al Serkalat Foundation, and I proposed them almost the same project, a little bit different. And the idea of the project was to stress the notion of copyrights. Copyrights in, let's say, in the context of political and social changes. And at the beginning, the project was focusing on the person of George Orwell, because in January of 2021, the copyrights for George Orwell's writings will expire in Europe. It means that everything that Orwell has done will become a part of a public domain, so we wouldn't have to pay for anything. We could cite it and recite, write, rewrite the books. So basically they will be just in a free circulation of a public domain. And I was thinking, does it mean that also the democratic socialism will become a part of the public domain? So that was the initial idea on, let's say, juxtaposing copyrights and some very important social political ideas, and maybe to apply this time frame to ideas and to ask the questions, does socialism or any other ideas that Orwell was talking about has some time scale and how they will function in the future? But since I was invited to Dubai, I realized that I have to start with a new research, looking maybe for some names that are more relevant in the Gulf and in the Middle East. And then I realized that, no, it's almost impossible to find someone at such importance. But it didn't mean that the project was impossible to develop in the Emirates. And in fact, I decided that maybe I don't need any protagonist, any author, any writer, thinker who's already dead, and we are just counting the time until his works will become a part of the public domain. But what I noticed while being in Dubai, that the modern country of the United Arab Emirates has less years than actual framework of the copyright. So currently, UAE is at its 49th year of modern country. It's 49 years after unification of the Emirates. But the minimal term of copyright is 50 years. So then I realized, wow, that's amazing. We have such a young country that legally has no public domain. And it's literally a little time left until the works of art, books, any intellectual production will start just to pop out in the public domain. So after a year, a few months, and some more. And that's how the title appeared. And the project was initially planned as an installation, but sadly, 2 weeks before opening of the exhibition, we had to cancel everything because of a situation in the world, in the pandemic. And by now, the project functions only online. And I hope that maybe in a year or in a bit, we'll be ready to get back to work and to make it tangible.
And one piece that you made kind of also resonates with the topic. I'm talking about the one called Waiting, and it signified a certain kind of an epoch. Could you elaborate on that? Could you tell us about it?
Well, I keep on collecting things and images that attract my attention, and I was attracted by the visit of United States Vice President at the time, Joe Biden, to Lithuania in 2014, shortly after events in Crimea. I was interested by the fact that the plane landed and the news services national broadcaster already announced arrival of the Joe Biden, and they had a script prepared for that event for about 5 minutes, and they were planning that in five, let's say maximally 10 minutes, he would leave the plane and perhaps the live coverage will be finished. But something happened and Joe Biden was just sitting inside a plane. He was not leaving the plane, and 5 minutes passed, 10 minutes passed, 20 minutes passed, nothing happening. And then I realized that the presenters at the TV studios had just run out of the script, and they started just to improvise and talk about random things. And the situation of political event not happening, but which is very much expected, which is very much anticipated, was very critical to the situation that was at the time happening in Europe. And I realized that this is something that has some, let's say, perspectives to be used maybe sometime in the future in artwork. And I started to think, actually, what can I do? Because in fact, I didn't want to do anything. I just wanted to leave the footage as it is, to make no manipulations, just to keep it real, to add no fiction to it. But on the other hand, I still needed to do something, just to stand for myself as an artist, just to prove that I'm showing an artwork, not just a random documentary footage. And then I realized that I just have to somehow to copy it, or just to follow the voice track. And I decided to make a voiceover for that footage.
I was wondering what was that voiceover about. Now I get it.
Yeah. So I decided to make a voiceover for originally a live coverage. I took the footage to a commercial TV channel, and we did a professional voiceover as it is being done on TV, with one exception. We did Lithuanian on Lithuanian. And that created a very strange situation, because it was not a translation into, let's say, English or any other language as it usually being used, the tool of the voiceover. No, we just did the same language on the same language. And with that exception is that originally there are five voices, but in the voiceover there's only one voice that is the leading all the situation. And then I realized that now it's happened. The situation that appeared was absolutely obscure, and there was no certainty about whether it's live event or it's recorded event, if it's a real situation or if it's a fictional situation. And just for the viewers who are not speaking Lithuanian and who are not understanding Lithuanian, we added subtitles in English. But the soundtrack is just Lithuanian over Lithuanian. But then I realized that it is not about how recognizable these people are, but it's also about the state of mind. And I mean, this the time we were in a few weeks ago when we were waiting for the result of the elections in the United States was very much same as 6 years ago, recorded in the airport while waiting for Joe Biden leaving the plane. So we know something gonna to happen, but we don't know what's going to happen. And I think this uncertainty is very much the thing I'm interested in showing in my works. And I think this is some kind of a universal state which can be addressed by political or social or cultural means.
So an anxious waiting for the future, fictional or real, to come.
Yes, once you start waiting, then you start to make some projections about the future. And those projections are very interesting.
In relation to fiction and reality, you've got this fascinating piece called News from Elsewhere, in which you investigate imaginary states.
News from Elsewhere was a collaboration with a curator from Poland, Krzysztof Gutfranski. We met on behalf of a project called Trauma and Revival, which was dedicated to post-Cold War relation between Eastern and Western Europe. This project also presents some ideas that are intangible, that are fictional, that you cannot see, but they exist. We keep talking about them. We were pretty much impressed that the big superpowers like United States, Russia, are creating scenarios for the military drills. And for the diplomatic reasons, they're not often using the names of the real countries, but they're just creating some imaginary states. We try to just to overlap this real map of Europe with imaginary Europe. And once again, to speculate about the future, because one day we might wake up in the imaginary political state.
You know, in that Fabiola piece that's called Substitution, if I'm correct, I have to admit, this is probably my favorite piece by you, and especially the aspect of three, am I correct saying that Spanish men reading the series of emails that you have with your collaborator?
Yes, yes.
It's really fascinating how through reading this thread and repetitive, you know, because email threads are like that. They repeat what's been said previously, and then you type your new message on top of it, and eventually they, when you read it aloud like a theater play, it all of a sudden starts sounding like one. And there's something really aesthetic about the repetition of "Dear Vitaly, thank you for your letter. Sorry for the late response. Dear Raul, thank you for your letter. Sorry for the late response. And da-da-da-da-da, best wishes." This ritualism, the everyday ritualism of our emails, adds really poetic layer, aesthetic layer on this piece. I would like to also come back to that concept of cultural capital. I'm really interested if you could open it up a little for us.
Yes, I think my interest in the economy of symbolic capital was a very much a leading idea of my practice. Interest in systems of values, of different systems of value, cultural values, but also political values, and engagement within those systems sometimes as an agent provocateur, and sometimes just by making pictures and images out of data or facts and figures that are merged in those systems of values. As an artist, I would say I have this capability to make art or just to make projects without tremendously big funding. Actually, simply speaking, to make it cheap. And that pretty much opposes very often the subject matters I'm working with, which are famous, which are recognizable, which are in museums. And yet here enter I as an artist, and I try to engage with those systems. I play with them without any funding. And I think this situation creates juxtaposition of what is valuable and what is not valuable. It's not about making a copy of a valuable thing and presenting it. No, it's rather just functioning in the system that generates value, and very often not to present the result as an object, but rather as a process. And for example, when I was working in a national gallery of Lithuania on Antanas Samuolis paintings, when I was just making copies of some iconic images, I realized that not the paintings were, let's say, my final result, but rather the critical perspective on the subject. And to make this perspective open to a viewer, I decided not to show the paintings I did, but to show a CCTV camera recording in the gallery that recorded myself standing in front of some Samuolis originals and making copies.
Very interesting. Before we close, how are you involved with Rupert? How do you see it in terms of cultural capital? And what's your role in it?
My journey with Rupert started a few years ago when I was involved into this alternative education program. Today, or since this year, I'm a member of alumni board, and I'm pretty much curious about how Rupert affected the local art scene in Lithuania, and how it functions as a kind of an island that keeps inviting artists from abroad. Let's say it's an alternative possibility to stage or to build some additional means of artistic practice.
You brought an author's mark. Could you comment on it?
I wanted just to use a visual part of the project Waiting, because as many projects I'm doing, this also has different parts. And one of, let's say, satellite parts of the project was not the film itself, but the screen cover, which is a backdrop screen cover, which is used for the news services, just for the times when nothing is happening. I think it's something that could be relevant to current times. This state of being stuck in time, in place, in a city, or being deglobalized, and spend a little time watching the earth just spinning around is something interesting.
Vitaly, thank you very much for the conversation. I've gotten to know you as a painter, artist, creator, thinker, poet, writer, storyteller, philosopher. Thank you very much. It was very fascinating.
Thank you.
Dear Mr. Medina, my name is Vitaly Strinkov. I'm studying Master of Fine Art in Painting Department in Vilnius Academy of Arts in Lithuania. I'm writing due to my project based on a kind of cooperation with Francis. I would like to send to his collection one painting of Fabiola that I have. At the time, I do not have any contact with the artist, but as I have seen in documentary As Long As I'm Walking, you are possibly in touch with artists. Could you let me know if there is any possibility to contact Francis or send him a painting if still collecting them?
Dear Vitaly, thanks for your message. I understand Francis keeps on collecting Fabiolas, so he will be delighted to hear you want to receive the painting you mentioned. I'm copying this email to the address of his studio.
Dear Vitaly, Cuauhtémoc Medina kindly sent us your request. Indeed, Francis is still collecting paintings of the Fabiola. Could you kindly send us a picture of the painting you are referring to? Once I receive this and when Francis has reviewed it, I will send you the address to send it to. Thank you for a generous offer.
Dear Mr. Medina, my name is Vitaly Strinkov. I'm studying Master Fine Art in Painting Department in Vilnius Academy of Arts in Lithuania. I'm writing due to my project based on a kind of cooperation with Francis. I would like to send to his collection one painting of Fabiola that I have. At the time, I do not have any contact with the artist, but as I have seen in documentary As Long As I'm Walking, you are possibly in touch with artists. Could you let me know if there is any possibility to contact Francis or send him a painting if still collecting them? Dear Raul, thank you for your response and excuse me for late answer. I'm sending the picture of the painting I have mentioned. The dimensions are 53 on 41 centimeters. I hope Francis will enjoy it.
Dear Vitaly, Cuauhtémoc Medina kindly sent us your request. Indeed, Francis is still collecting painting of the Fabiola. Could you kindly send us a picture of the painting you are referring to? Once I receive this and once Francis has reviewed it, I will send you the address to send it to. Thank you for a generous offer.
Dear Vitaly, thanks for your message. I understand Francis keeps on collecting Fabiolas, so he will be delighted to hear you want to receive the painting you mentioned. I'm copying this email to the address of his studio.
Dear Raul, thank you for your response and excuse me for late answer. I'm sending the picture of the painting I have mentioned. The dimensions are 53 on 41 centimeters. I hope Francis will enjoy it.
Dear Vitaly, Cuauhtémoc Medina kindly sent us your request. Indeed, Francis is still collecting painting of the Fabiola. Could you kindly send us a picture of the painting you're referring to? Once I receive this and once Francis has reviewed it, I will send you the address to send it to. Thank you for a generous offer.
Dear Vitaly, thanks for your message. I understand Francis keeps on collecting Fabiolas, so he will be delighted to hear you want to receive the painting you mentioned. I'm copying this email to the address of his studio.
Dear Vitaly, thank you for your message and for the image of the Fabiola.